Well, I'll agree that there have been allegations to that effect. But Dr. Hall was very clear and very transparent in the goals that she set and the targets that were set. So I don't think that there's anything inappropriate or improper about setting high standards and goals. She did that with the expectation that if these things were properly pursued, it was to the advantage and to the benefit of the children. And that's what she was attempting to do.
No, but the indictment does list charges of racketeering, false swearing, and theft by taking. How confident are you that these charges will be difficult to prove by the district attorney's office?
I do think they will be difficult to prove. I think they will be difficult ultimately to prove because Dr. Hall is innocent. And one of the things that we note is that there have been 2,000-plus interviews, purportedly, as has been reported by the special investigators and in part by the district attorney's office. And to our knowledge, as far as has been disclosed, in all of those interviews, not a single person has said that Dr. Hall directed or counseled them to cheat in any respect. And certainly no one has testified or disclosed that she was somehow involved herself by participating in cheating. And so I do think that the charges will be difficult for them to prove because, in my view, ultimately they're not true.
A major question, I guess, in all of this since this began just a couple years ago was how could the superintendent not have any knowledge of what's believed to be widespread cheating? How could the superintendent not know or be aware of that?
Well, Dr. Hall is running a system that has 3,000-plus teachers. The allegations here relate to less than 200 of those teachers over a period of any number of years. Whatever cheating that may have occurred, in our view, it is the actions of a few misguided individuals who, for their own purpose, chose to do something that was wrong and that was improper. But I don't think the evidence is going to ever show that Dr. Hall was a participant in any cheating, that she ever ordered, directed, or was knowledgeable of any cheating on the CRCT or otherwise.
During the press conference with District Attorney Paul Howard, there was a parent there who talked about the challenges she faced in terms of trying to get answers about her daughter's high marks on the CRCT, but yet her regular schoolwork indicated otherwise. And she alleges that she personally had a conversation with Dr. Hall and other administrators who basically told her there was nothing they could do. And that sort of counters what you just talked about. And I would think that maybe that would be an indication of Dr. Hall that maybe something's not right.
Well, I don't know the particulars of that parent. Obviously, that is something that we're going to be looking into, and I expect that that will be something that we will address in court. What I can say, too, is that the standards and the goals and the targets that she set were set with the hope and with the expectation that if these things were properly pursued, children's scores, children's academic performance would significantly improve over time. And that was her goal and that was her intent.
During the course of Paul Howard's investigative work, was Dr. Hall interviewed by anyone from his office?
No, we were not.
Do you feel like she should have been?
Well, I'll leave that. Obviously, it didn't happen, and I'll leave that to be a part of what we're going to have to attend to in court now.
There hasn't been much public support for Dr. Hall, regardless if someone thinks she was aware or encouraged misconduct, but she did receive bonuses because of the academic achievement of the district. Some feel maybe she should return that.
Well, Dr. Hall's bonuses first of all, I think there's been a lot of misleading information about what those bonuses were, because the figure that's constantly sort of paraded out there is that it's a $500,000 bonus. Well, whatever the aggregate total was, it's over a period of 10 years. And all of her bonuses were based on any number of metrics that had to be met, 25, 26 or more metrics each year that had to be met. And only a portion of those, frankly, the majority of them had nothing to do with the CRCT. So the assessment of her bonus was independently and objectively determined by an outside group. And we believe that when all of the evidence is disclosed and when this case is fairly tried in court, that the evidence will show that the bonuses were not tied to any particular performance on the CRCT, not significantly so. Some, in part, were, but the vast majority had nothing to do with CRCT. And as to the teachers, the bonuses and the bonus structure there, even the investigator's report said that the bonuses and the amount of the bonuses were so small that they didn't really provide any motivation for teachers to cheat. That was a finding that they made in their own report.
The other educators that were indicted were also in the state's investigation, except there was one educator who was found believed to be culpable, which was Dr. Kathy Augustine, but she was not indicted. Is that troubling to you? She was Dr. Hall's, she was number two in the district. She's not mentioned at all.
Well, I don't want her to be indicted. I don't wish that on anyone. And as for the whys of that, that is really something that you will have to speak with Mr. Howard's office about, because I can't address it.
Do you feel Dr. Hall is being unfairly targeted here?
Well, my only comment to that is this, that in our society, in a free and democratic society, everyone is and should be presumed to be innocent of any criminal charge. That's a fundamental concept in our democratic society. And in my view, that's just being trampled here by the way that the media and the public discourse has come about. As you see the reaction to these allegations, and that's all that they are at this point. They're allegations. And we will have our opportunity now in court to show that there are allegations, and in many respects, they're unfounded allegations. So we intend to address these matters in court at this point.
There have been some reports of Dr. Hall's health. First of all, how is she doing, and is she battling some serious illness here?
Well, Dr. Hall's health is a matter of, is a private matter. And I won't speak to that any more than to say that. As you might expect, she's under great stress, as anyone would be facing these charges and facing the prospect of having to go to court to vindicate herself. But, and in some ways, I frankly think that her health and the stress of all this is compounded by the fact that she knows that she's innocent. And frankly, I concur in that. I agree with her that she's, in fact, innocent of these charges. So I think she's facing a great deal of stress. She's in a very stressful situation. And as anyone would be, she's dealing with that in a way that takes a toll over time. But she's a very strong woman. She's a very confident woman. And as I said, she knows that she's innocent.
If the stresses of this were so compounded, would you consider a plea deal to avoid unnecessary more stress if her health is ailing or she intends to fight these charges?
I will simply say what I've said before. We intend to fight these charges.
Richard Ding, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
For taking time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.